1290-800-965-1290-800-965-1290.
More than 330 miles of new border wall capability will be in place by the end of 2020. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost said Monday morning, noting that repairs to the wall in the San Diego area bring the current total to 57 miles that they've put in. She explains on Fox News why this is such a big deal.
Well, numerous things. First, impedance and denial, of course, which is something that we need. But more importantly, this new infrastructure makes it safer for my men and women to do their job. They've been assaulted over 600 times this year, which is just unacceptable. They can see through this. It has an anti-dig feature to it, anti-climb features. It makes it really, really difficult for the bad actors who are coming across the border, and there are still many, many bad actors trying to come across our border.
Many 2020 Democratic presidential candidates are spending their time campaigning in Iowa. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke to supporters about health care.
We are going to expand Medicare benefits because right now Medicare is a strong program. It is the most popular health care program in America, but it has problems. And the problems are if you are a senior, it does not cover dental care, it does not cover hearing aids, and it does not cover eyeglasses. And those are expensive needs.
When pressed who would pay for the Medicare for All option that Sanders supports, he just said the rich. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Dayton, Ohio say Sunday's mass shooter brought large amounts of ammo, but was killed by police before he could use it. Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal talking about the ammo and casings they picked up.
If all of those were completely at full capacity, including the loose rounds found on the ground near him, as well as in a backpack that he carried, he would have had a maximum of 250 rounds in his possession at the time.
Following the shooting in Dayton and El Paso, Texas, President Trump addresses the nation and says we need to reform mental health laws.
We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The GOP candidate for Kansas's 3rd Congressional District is facing criticism from the left over her appearance. Progressive political activist Elizabeth Arnold recently tweeted, "Do you think it's a coincidence that Republicans are recruiting attractive young women to run for office?" While speaking on Fox News, Sarah Hart Weir, that candidate, responds,
"They're sexist, and this isn't just an attack against me. It's not just an attack against Republican women. This is an attack against women everywhere."
A hardware retail giant is laying off thousands of workers. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Lowe's is laying off thousands of store workers as that home improvement chain tries to increase its profits. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Lowe's will be laying off employees who handle certain maintenance and product assembly work. According to the Journal, Lowe's workers who are losing their jobs include those who put together grills and wheelbarrows.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
For the second time in less than a week, a pilot thought he could fly while he was drunk. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A flight from Glasgow, Scotland to Newark, New Jersey was canceled after two pilots were arrested on suspicion of being intoxicated, according to officials with United Airlines and Scottish Police. The men, ages 61 and 45, have been arrested and remain in police custody pending a court hearing on Tuesday, August 6th.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, Kyle Bailey is a former FAA safety representative. He's also a current pilot. Regarding alcohol and flying a plane, he tells Fox News,
"General rule is 8 hours bottle to throttle is what they call it.
So you have to wait 8 hours?
No drinking 8 hours prior to the flight. So what probably might have happened is in the bar the night before, 10 hours before, and had a little bit too much. And then they get the breathalyzer when they show up, and they're still over the .04 limit."
And as far as how the FAA regulates this, he says,
"Well, every 6 months a pilot has to get a physical, an airline pilot. So if a doctor suspects something, there might be, a test. But typically the airline will do spot checks. So if a pilot shows up, he might get a random drug and alcohol screen. It's pretty much just randomly generated by a computer system. And that's typically the only test for alcohol in the system."
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. Good afternoon. The weather today is mostly sunny with a high near 84. East winds is 3 to 6 miles an hour. Tonight, there's a slight chance of showers after 1 a.m. It'll be patchy fog after 1 o'clock also. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. The chance of precipitation is only like 20%. Tuesday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and those showers could be possibly after 2 p.m. And mostly cloudy with a high near 87, and calm winds becoming south around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Tuesday night, showers are likely and a possible thunderstorm before 8 o'clock. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 69. South winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening. The chance of precipitation is 60% again. Wednesday, showers, thunderstorms likely, mainly after 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 87. Calm winds becoming southwest around 6 miles an hour. And the chance of precipitation is 70%. And new rainfall amounts could be anywhere from a quarter to a half an inch. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 68. The chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. Thursday, guess what? Chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 a.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 in the afternoon. In between, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 87. Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. And then partly cloudy with a low around 68. Friday will be mostly sunny. Yay, hallelujah.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged today to have Tori Valspirit.
Yes.
Okay. And she's from the Inner Truth Hypnotherapy Meditation Center located in Lebanon. I think I said that right, but I'm not positive. This is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There's a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state, every state in the union, and overseas. Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers, work out of our houses, use our own phones, that sort of thing. And what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family or they know someone or work with someone or friends with someone who have a mental health issue. We also try to help the person if they come to us get the right treatment that they need for go on with their lives. We have a couple programs. One is a family-to-family program. It's a 12-week course. And you don't have to be a member of NAMI to take it, and it's totally free. All binders and papers and everything that go out is all free. And it tries to get the person taking the course feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. They go over medications, side effects, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. And like I said, it's totally free. The only thing you have to register for it. The other thing we do, one of the other things we do, not the other thing, but one of the other things we do, is we run a support group every third Thursday of the month, and it's from 7 to approximately 8:30, quarter to 9, something like that. It's at 52 East Main Street in Flemington, and again, you don't have to be a member of NAMI or to come, and you don't have to register. You just show up. It's third Thursday of every month, 7 o'clock, 52 East Main Street. If you have any questions or anything like that, you can dial 908-284-0500. We don't have a operator answering the phone 24/7, but we do have a lady that answers that or checks the messages at least twice a day, and we promise we will get back to you as soon as possible. Well, Tori, welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
I know that you have a very busy schedule, and
So I want to thank you for taking the time out to come today. I want to start off by having you explain exactly what Inner Truth Hypnotherapy and Meditation Center is.
Okay, hypnotherapy. Inner Truth Hypnotherapy and Meditation Center is basically a place someone can come in to work on themselves. So what I do is I have a series of meditation classes and other classes. They would probably be in the self-help aisle if they were books.
Okay.
So people can come in and just empower themselves. The hypnotherapy itself is the modality that I practice. And it's like hypnosis. It's the difference is hypnotherapy. It's not stage show. It's actually sessions constructed so that the person can treat something, or that the person can basically help themselves heal.
Okay.
Mentally, physically. So we also do medical support.
Okay.
And I would actually work with that person's physicians.
And is there a... Well, let me ask first. Why did you get into this line of work?
Well, I got into this line of work years ago. My father was an avid meditator. He was quite successful in life. And when I was a kid, it was just normal. My parents split up, and it kind of disappeared from my life. My father passed away when I was 22 years old. I was young, and then all of a sudden, I want to know what he knew.
Mm-hmm.
So I searched, and I took multiple classes throughout the United States, even in Europe. I traveled a lot. Some classes I thought were really classes that not only empowered me, that would also help me to empower others. Some classes I thought, this isn't really what I was looking for. So I was on a search, and I started teaching in 97. And I actually started with dream interpretation.
Okay.
And from there, even in college, I took art classes, learned about different symbolisms and symbols. I had started my master's degree in art therapy, so I got more information. And throughout the whole time I had been teaching and taking programs and learning how to teach certain programs.
Right.
And I took a hypnosis class. And when I took the class, it was very interesting. And I did it with people for years. People would always tell me, oh my gosh, I can't believe it worked. And I didn't really charge. I felt like the class was subpar. But I guess I should have. And in 2011, I had a meditation center. And I had signed up for another hypnosis class.
Okay.
And ended up not taking that class because right next door to me we had a dog groomer, and they had a fire, affected my building, my business, and that was about that. I actually went to school for interior design, so I have a bachelor's degree, and decided to work with that. But during the course of the whole time, I've had people ask me about certain classes, about certain modalities, and people would just,
right.
Referrals, like the best way to get clients.
Right. Right.
So it just never stopped. So I never really stopped teaching. I never really stopped empowering people. And I found that the design business really wasn't for me because I didn't have as much control for all the pieces. I'm dealing with a lot of people who had, their part of
right,
the control.
Right.
And, it runs smoothly if everybody does what they should do, but that's not always the case. So I decided to go back into my meditation center.
Okay.
And I became recertified. I actually traveled to be recertified, and I did some research this time and found the right place to do it. So I went to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to the American Institute of the American Institute of Hypnotherapy, of Clinical Hypnotherapy, and was trained there. My training is what they call advanced training. I had to have 400 hours.
Wow.
So I did it over time. I did it over time while I had my other business. And then I decided to just you know, really pursue it. And again, it was word of mouth. I didn't actually do any advertising or anything when I came back
right,
to it.
Right.
People told other people, so I started building clientele.
Okay. The reason I ask why, you know, because it's interesting. Some people say, oh, my, you know, this happened to me when I was in this, why I wanted to do this.
Yes.
And then there's people like me who mortgage, four kids, you know, car payments, insurance, got to put food on the table, got to go get a job. As it worked out fine because, like I said, I went to work for Wonder Bread and Hostess Cake.
Yes.
And I had like four plants from Maine to Florida. Actually, Maine to Georgia, actually. And I was in charge of the tractor-trailer drivers.
Yes.
And at that time, they were everything was handwritten, the logs that they had to do and everything. So if we were going to get a state inspection, I'd fly to the plant and make sure all the logs were right and so on and so forth. And, you know, and in Jersey, I would hire the tractor-trailer drivers and give them road tests and stuff like that. Because at one point, I had owned my own tractor-trailer and knew how to drive and all that jazz. So, but it worked out fine, you know. That's why I ask people, you know, why, how they got in this type of work, you know, because I'm
right,
always interested, you know, how it came about, you know. Now, you have this center. You started it.
Yes.
Right? And exactly what is hypnotherapy? Did I say it right? Hypnotherapy?
Hypnotherapy.
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 Yeah, and how does it work?
Okay. So hypnotherapy is basically a process that is actually a natural form of your mind working. It's natural to everyone. You know, there's misconceptions because people think about hypnosis and stage show and, you know, shows that they have seen, television, you know, you know, just Hollywood,
right,
the
right,
things that they see. Well, clinical hypnotherapy is different because it basically is a form of helping someone to create something or change something in their life using their own subconscious mind. So as children and as adults, basically everything that happens to us goes into our mind. Some things stay there and it becomes our reality or our truth, our perception, basically. And that's what happens through our subconscious mind. And so there's an analogy that I made up once in a class to kind of explain this to my students, and I think it was very well received. People understood what I meant. So, for example, think about a three-year-old boy, and his father loves baseball. There's nothing better than baseball in the whole world. So he's 3 years old. His father knows.
If it's the Mets, you know.
His father, well, I have a different opinion about that one.
Yeah. Like the Yankees, I bet.
Yes. But that's okay. My husband's a Met, so.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, so this three-year-old little boy sees his father's excitement, starts to play, you know, baseball with his father, and he teaches him. And, you know, every weekend they play, and he's excited. Now he's going to be 4 years old. He's going to be able to qualify to be in the little leagues, and he's going to try out. And he goes at bat. And when he's at bat, you know, he takes the bat. He takes his position, and strike one. You're out. I mean, strike one. And then it happens again, and his father's in the bleachers, and he looks at his father, he takes hold of himself, he feels like, okay, he can do it, and then second ball, and then strike two, you're out. I mean, strike two.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep saying you're out,
yeah,
but you're not out yet. But anyways, then the same thing happens, but strike three, this time now you're out. But he looks up at the bleachers. He looks at his father's face. His father's disappointed for a moment. And his father walks down the bleachers, and he pats him on his shoulder, and he says, "That's okay, son. You'll get them next time." You know, trying to encourage him. But the only thing that the subconscious mind really remembered was his father's face of disappointment. So the thing that came up in the little boy's head was not, yeah, I'll get it next time. But instead, what he understood was, yeah, you have to say that you're my dad. So this little boy will never be a major league baseball player and known for baseball because his subconscious mind already made up his mind that he's not good at it. And it's a falsehood.
Okay.
A couple of more practices, maybe he could have learned,
sure,
and the next time got it right out of the park. But, you know, that's just the way that our minds work. So when we use hypnotherapy, we take We are basically working with the person's subconscious mind, and it's collaborative. So a lot of people do hypnosis. Let's say if you want to stop smoking, they use aversion therapy, and then it doesn't work. So maybe it works for two days, maybe it works for 2 months, but before the year is over, it doesn't work. And it's because it's not true to that person. You know, you can make that person think that they dislike cigarettes and they may believe it, but, you know, their regular life takes hold and their friends smoke, they smell it, they enjoy it, they kind of want to have another cigarette and they have another one because, you know, it wasn't really true to them. So we really collaborate with our clients and make a customized script for that client so that it could work instead of pretending they don't like. Did it work for you?
Yeah. You know how it worked for me?
Go ahead. Tell me, please.
30 years ago, they put me on an operating table, turned me upside down so my head was facing the floor. They scraped my vocal cords from polyps, told me it was the only time they could do it. The next time they would have to take my vocal cords out and I'd have to talk through this hole in my chest.
Yes.
And I said, with my big mouth, no way. So they gave me a patch at that time, which, you know, prescription, not just over the counter like it is now. And I used a patch, and that in my mind that I cannot have them take my vocal cords out, and I quit smoking 30 plus years ago.
Yes. You know? And, you know, that's interesting that you say that's perfect because, you know, really there's only certain things that really get into someone's mind that's going to make them actually change. It's an authority figure. So that's why, you know, with children, a lot of the things that adults do, they don't realize it, but they're reacting
they're
to something
the
that.
Kids. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we have to be careful how we speak to our children. I'm also a certified art teacher in the state of New Jersey. So I'm certified and I worked with high school students and my kids were always successful. But, you know, I always expected them to be and that's the way I spoke with them. And kids would say to me, you can't really teach somebody how to draw. There's always like that, you know, the one kid in class that's the natural artist. And I would be like, yeah, well, you know, do you want to make a deal? I'll make a deal with you that I can teach you. And if I can't, you can do anything you want for the rest of the year. As long as you follow the instructions for this marking period, you have 3 more marking periods, you could do anything you want. And they would try it, and they would be successful. So I didn't really have students doing anything
they
wanted.
Right, right.
They wanted to do art, and they surprised themselves, you know. So, and I think it that goes along with everything in our life, you know. So, you know, when you say that you learned because you didn't want to have a tube, it was an emotionalized desire to change. That's
I sure can do
way.
This radio show with that. You know?
Right, yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's
but
the
no,
other way.
You know, it
yeah.
just, it personally, it scared me.
Right.
You know, to no end. You know, here I am, you know, father and, you know, husband, and this is going to happen to me? What kind of a job could I have? You know, that sort of thing. Would I lose the job I have? You know, yeah. So, It was scary,
yes.
And that helped, you know, I think a lot.
Right.
But at the time, even the patch, you know, in my mind, I'm wearing a patch for I think it was 2 weeks, and it was a 2 month subscription that they gave me for it. And after 2 weeks, I look at the patch and I'm saying, I know I have an addictive personality. I know I do. Am I going to get addicted to this patch?
Right.
So I left it up on my dresser, and I didn't wear it anymore. And I still never smoked again.
Right.
You know, and to this day, I swear, if somebody lights up a Marlboro and I smell it, I have to walk away.
Right.
Because that's what I smoked all those years.
That's what you smoked, yeah.
So I have to walk away, you know.
And how long has it been since you stopped?
Almost 31 years.
31 years.
Almost, yeah.
Right, and that was the emotionalized desire to change. It was emotional. It had a meaning to you, so you changed. So it would be an authority figure, an emotionalized desire to change. It could be a peer. You know, kids, you know, or people, you know, just like, you know, someone wants to buy a car because their neighbor bought a car, you know. And then meditation and hypnosis. And really, those are the only 5 real ways that you can change. So that's why you were able to quit smoking. You had an emotional reason. Yes, that emotional, right, that emotion was fear.
Right.
Fear of having to
this
do this.
This thing in my throat. And,
yes.
You know,
and have a different relationship
right.
with your children, with
right.
your family. Yeah.
Right. So, you know. But what is the age range of your clients? I mean, do you have children? I mean, you know, youth or?
Yes, yes. We can do anyone at any age. It's funny when people ask the age range. I would say certain things like regression I wouldn't do to someone under 16, 18 years old.
Okay.
I think a different approach might be better. But, yeah, so I would say any as long as that child has a really good understanding, that child will benefit from hypnosis, and it's easier for children. It's easier for them to not only be hypnotized, but they really, it seems like it works quicker.
Okay.
It works quicker, yeah.
Okay. Do you find that some of your clients have a mental health issue?
Sometimes.
Along with some of the other things that they may have?
Yes, sometimes they do. But I also do medical support, and in that form, I would consult with their doctor, their physician.
Okay.
I would work with their physician and their physician's plan. So it's basically what we would call an adjunct to medical. So it's in coordinates with, it's not against. So if someone has something medical, I would not work with them unless they had their physician involved so that I'm following their
okay.
physician's plan.
Okay, and you're talking about the physician. If someone has a mental health issue, you're talking about the psychiatrist that they go to? And
that's
right?
correct, yes.
Or that nature?
Yes,
okay.
That's correct. Or even if it's, you know, I don't know, what do you want to say, like gallbladder stones.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's something medical, we will work with their physician as well. It could be because of pain management.
Right.
A surgeon would work with me as well. So there's a nice big span of where it could be helpful. And when it comes to medical, what has been found is that people recover quicker. They spend less time in the hospital. And they're much more comfortable and calm while there's surgery going on, for example.
Okay. All right, let's just say, argumentatively, someone comes in, you pick an age out, it doesn't matter to me, and what is the procedure then? You interview them, find out, well, I'll let you tell it. What's the procedure?
Yeah, so basically that's what would happen. They would, just like if they go and see anyone else who's a healthcare provider, they would have to fill out paperwork, so I would have the intake paper.
Right.
They should have a goal. You know, some people will come in and they're like, well, I want to get hypnotized. Why would you like to get hypnotized? I don't know. I think it would be cool. That's not what I do.
Yeah.
So, sometimes people, so we also do, one of the sessions is called past life regression. That's basically hypnosis as well. And some people will say, well, I want to do that because I would like to know about my past lives. Yeah, what's the difference? You know, you want a goal. You want to do it for a goal.
Don't people know what their past was in most cases? I mean,
well,
you know.
It doesn't really matter because it's not dogmatic. So it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, whatever they think their past is. It's what they really, truly perceive. So when they're in a relaxed state, so basically what happens is, you know, your subconscious mind and your conscious mind, there's that critical factor. So if you're in your conscious mind and you are analyzing and criticizing everything, it's difficult for you to heal. So when you do hypnotherapy, basically what we do is we relax that critical function. In the form that I use is called integral hypnotherapy. So it's collaborative. I'm working with my client. Some people actually call their client their co-therapist. because that person is completely involved and completely in control.
Right.
So I'm hoping people to heal themselves rather than say that I'm going to heal you. I would say I hope you to heal yourself because I'm the facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the facilitator. So I facilitate that healing for you,
right,
and help you to heal based on what is truly in your perspective, in your mind, in your subconscious mind.
Okay. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We're very privileged today to have with us Tori Valspirit, and she has the Inner Truth of Hypnotherapy.
Yes.
Therapy. Okay, I said it right once out of 10 times, not bad. And a meditation center, which is located in Lebanon, New Jersey. And we've been talking about hypnotherapy and, you know, how it works and who it works for and so on and so forth. Now, you have a clinical hypnotherapy, or is that the same, or is that different?
Yes. So I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, so I'm board certified.
Okay.
I am board certified with the International Board of Hypnotherapy, which is the only board that has – it's not the only board, I'm sorry. It's one of the very few boards that make sure that you have to have continuing education.
Okay.
So if you don't have that every 2 years, you will not maintain your certification. So some people, they're certified for 30 years, 20 years, 10 years, whatever it is, and they never have to look back. And they're, you know, it's just like teachers. You know, when I was a teacher, I had to also do my CEUs. And the reason you do that is so that you're always up with all of the most advanced and also, you know, whatever is new, what's advanced, what's working, what's not working. They want to make sure that, you know, as time goes by, you're really practicing
right.
the correct way.
Right.
So when people come to me, they'll get someone who has knowledge of what's going on. Also, we had to have 400, minimum of 400 credits to become medical support. 400. Hours.
Hours.
Yes, I said credits.
No, it's hours. I knew what you meant. But
to qualify. and we're backed by the medical field. It was scientifically proven. So it's just a different format
right.
than what you get from most.
Now, what are some of the problems that it could be used on? Or it could be used on all of them?
Yes, it could use not, it could be used on virtually anything that someone wanted to be used for. If someone is willing to be hypnotized, they will be hypnotized. Usually people cannot be hypnotized because they're fighting it, and that's just what it is. But it's really a natural state of your mind. So everybody and anybody can do it. And, you know, so there's some misconceptions. People think, oh, my gosh, is that mind control? And the funny thing is it's actually the opposite. It's you taking control of your mind and you taking control.
The patient, you mean the client is taking
control. That's right. Exactly, okay. Correct. Even when you're in my chair, you're completely aware of everything that's going on. I want to equate it to just, you know, from feedback.
Sure.
And also, you know, doing it myself, it's as if you're in some type of a middle stage of wake state and sleep state, so you know everything that's going on around you. You're in complete control. And one of the examples that one of my colleagues used that I thought was really cool is he doesn't take Novocaine. So when he goes to the dentist, he will use self-hypnosis on himself. Mm-hmm. And he will go to the dentist, and he goes through the whole procedure without. Right. And he does use the same dentist that he uses for himself. And actually, I have seen it, so I know that it's true. And he, you know, if you think about that, that's putting him in more control, not in less control. Right. He's in more right. control of what's going on. Right. One of the biggest I guess, you know, or most popular reasons that people will come to me is for self-confidence. I also have a good amount of people who come for sports performance.
For what?
And sports performance.
Okay.
Yeah, so testing. So people will come for testing, specifically people who are trying to get into college. So that usually is a younger demographics.
Right.
And also for medical. We have a new procedure now that has been medically accepted for overactive bladder. And it's really cool. It has been accepted for about a year and a half or so.
Okay.
So it's a new procedure that the medical field accepts. And, you know, what's nice about it is that a lot of people, you know, after they're 40 years old, they sneeze a little bit, you know, in a little bit. And, you know, they say the medications don't work and mm-hmm. all of those things. So I would actually work with that person's physician and do those sessions on that person. And it has a 93% success rate. So it's really something.
That's really high.
Yeah. It's really something that's really good to know that a lot of people don't know that's out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have any of your clients who have post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yes, and I would work with a healthcare professional in that case, yeah.
And are they most time vets or first responders or police officers or?
Yes.
Okay, all of the above, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
that's kind of what's standard in people who have P, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's having been in NAM, I know.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, not everybody has it. We all have our own way of dealing with things. Mm-hmm. And my way of dealing with it is try to forget it, you know, and not deal with it so much,
yeah.
you know.
And there's different variations of it also
absolutely.
Is what I noticed, yeah.
Absolutely, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, and a lot of times you do things in crisis situations that you would never do on a normal basis, you know.
Right.
There's no way I could be a doctor, okay? But I've done things in the past that a doctor would, you know, or medic or somebody would do mm-hmm. to help that person, you know,
right.
Under a severe situation, you mm-hmm. know, without going into a lot of detail. But anyway, I was just curious. Now, Is all this done at your center, or do you have people that you go to their houses for?
I do it at my center. Currently, right now, I'm doing it in my home as well, just because my center and my home are not, you know, just for, just to make it easier for purposes of traveling. I'm not going to be doing it in my home much longer.
Okay.
I think it's just better if I do it in my center. And I also would do it in a different location. For example, if, let's say, a nursing home had a few people who had some medical mm-hmm. and they can set up multiple sessions, I would do that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they may not be able to travel.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And do you use this meditation, meditation on all clients, or is it just select a few?
So the deep meditation is more of a group type it's more of a group type of dynamic, so that I would do deep meditation to relieve stress or for testing to you know, better memory, and use in the deep meditation, you know, the components of hypnosis. But the sessions themselves are private, and I have to comply with HIPAA, so they're also confidential.
Right.
Right. So if someone comes in, I had a call, and a woman called, and she said that she wanted to set up appointments for her and her husband. So I have to explain to her that, you know, it's great, I can set up your appointment. Your husband has to make his own appointment, or I can make his appointment. But once I speak with him, it would be confidential, and as her sessions mm-hmm. would also, you know. So they can agree for me to speak to each other on that if they wanted to. But the session itself would still be one-on-one and
right.
confidential, yes.
That's not to say that when they go home, they wouldn't talk about it.
That's up to them.
But that's them. That's
yes.
their privilege, you know,
right.
or their, you know, whatever, their choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you go to someone's house rather than your house? Would you go to someone's house to do an individual thing?
Not typically.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't say I wouldn't 100% do it, because perhaps if someone was in bed and mm-hmm. they were, that was their prescription from the doctor. The doctor
right.
expected
right.
them to have bed rest. Depending on that situation, I may go into their home for a session. So it could vary.
Okay. Okay.
But it's not typical.
Right. Okay.
Even for surgery, when I do surgery, I actually will help the person, train that person, and work with probably the anesthesiologist
mm-hmm.
and record something that they can put in their ears, because they don't need an extra person there. The doctors, you know, they have their setup. They
right.
know what to do.
Right.
They don't need an extra person there. So even in that case, I wouldn't be there.
Okay. Now, how do you apply this hypnotherapy and the meditation part? I mean, say for argument's sake, you have a client, and you see on television, oh, watch me spin that. How do you do that to get them under, for lack of a better word?
Yes, in hypnosis. So I think under hypnosis is what the stage hypnotists use. To get them in hypnosis, it's going to vary from person to person. So there's a variation of techniques that you would use for induction. And actually the pendulum that you talked about, or the clock,
right.
Would work. And it's a great way to do it on children. I would actually give the child a pendulum and help them to relax themselves to that stage. So when you're in hypnosis, you're in a tremendous amount of peace and rest and relaxation, but you're completely aware. And so that's where I want to put that person. So basically what happens is, in your subconscious mind, your parasympathetic mind
mm-hmm.
is that part of yourself that experiences love and feels at peace. And your sympathetic mind is that part of yourself that, you know, it's like fight or flight, you know, making sure, like, you're aware of everything. And that's where our conscious mind is all the time. We have to be aware, though, right? It's not something bad. You're not going to cross the street and not be aware. So you want to be aware. So when you go into hypnosis, we really put you in an induction that will put you in that place where you're in your parasympathetic mind and you're relaxed. And because of that place and being in that place, your subconscious mind is ready to take in information, or what some people would say be programmed. So it's programming. So then I would be programming in what you want instead. So the little boy who saw, you know, who saw his father's face, I would have programmed, you know, without using aversion and pretending something else happened. You know what happened. You're not going to believe it, not in your true core, right? So just really, you know, what really happened. You know, with his adult mind now, he would understand it. You know, his dad just kind of was a little disappointed, but his dad really did believe that he'll do better next time. His father may have even had a plan, you know, actually if you tilt the bat just an inch the other way, he would have got a home run, you know, things like that. And so it would be programmed to you what you observed as your perception, but what it really was instead. And then what happens is it drives your behavior to do the things that you need to do in order to achieve that. So if, let's say that little boy now he's 12 and he wants to be on the school team, but he's just afraid to be embarrassed, so he never really tried or anything. So, you know, his mom said, well, if you do good in baseball and do good in class, we'll go to Disney or something. Yeah. So he has an incentive. And then he, you know, he goes in and he does that. Actually, it's always better if it's what we want to do. So maybe not his mom said that. Maybe he wanted to do good in baseball.
Exactly. Do you take insurance or Medicare, Medicaid?
Well,
how does that work?
Yes. It works that it's really a pain. Oh, I shouldn't say that. So then I don't walk out of here with a pain. But anyways, it's not very user friendly. You know, that's why a lot of chiropractors don't want to take insurance.
Yeah.
I can take Medicare and Medicaid. And certain other insurance. I do not, but I had been thinking of possibly adding Medicaid and Medicare to what I take as of September. So that's something that may or may not happen. So I'm in the process of trying to really figure out if it's worth it or not. And it's only because it's there's so much work involved, they don't make it easy, that I feel like I may not want to do that and then be bombarded with all of this paperwork.
Do you think that, looking at it, do you think that your clientele would increase if you took Medicare or Medicaid?
It might, but I don't know, like, weighing it out, if it's worth it.
If it's worth the problems.
Yeah, if it's worth it. So.
Now, if someone wanted to get some more information or, you know, that sort of thing, how would they reach out to you? Phone, web page?
Yes. So my web page is www.innertruthhypnotherapy.com, and my telephone number is 908-617-1545. 1545. I never call myself, and I have to think of that. That's so funny.
Trust me, I know the feeling. One more time, the phone number is 908-617-1545, and you could give the web page again?
It's innertruthhypnotherapy.com, and we also have different meditation classes. We have a monthly drum circle every second Friday of the month, from 8 to 10 o'clock in the evening.
You can explain what a drum circle is to those that don't know.
It's literally exactly what I said, a drum circle. So you bring your drum in. There's going to be some other instruments for people who may not have one and just want to try it, including some other drums. And you basically drum. The facilitator is Dana, and he is, you know, he's been a musician. He's been in, you know, the music business for a long time. He's taught in some of the community colleges. He currently is retired, and he's working in a lot of the little, you know, the schools with the little children. And he's the facilitator who runs the drum circle. And it's just, it's a fun way to release energy. So it's a meditative tool.
Yeah, that's what it's like, release from what I've heard in the past. It like gives the person a chance to, you know, bang on something and, you know, beat on it, and, you know, rather than on an individual or, you know, a door or whatever, you know. No, it's interesting, you know. I think that there's a lot to be learned, you know. You know, people have problems, all sorts, you know. And to see that it works, you know, for your clients is wonderful. You know, it helps people get on with their lives. And do they come back later and sit in on the class later on, or go through it once a while, you know?
Sometimes I have people who come back for classes who have taken the modality, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people have taken a class and then they tried the modality. It's very gratifying. I love it because I feel like I'm actually helping people.
Sure.
And I like when people are successful at the end, you know. And I think it's almost like the missing part that people are not really going to because of the misconception.
Right.
So, you know, it's unfortunate that they're out there. But, you know, once people are educated about it, they're always amazed at how it works.
Tori, I can't thank you enough. I'm going to give you phone number one more time. If you need some information or you want to make an appointment, it's 908-617-1545. And Tori would be more than happy to answer your questions or what have you. And Tori, I can't thank you enough for coming. I really do. And, you know, I understand that you're going to try and do a radio show next month. And,
that's correct.
You know, any way I could help you get it started, I'd be more than happy to.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. I really enjoyed being here.
I enjoyed having you. And we'll be here same time, same station next week, same time. See you then. And remember, folks, mental health really does matter.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two additional victims have died following the mass shooting on Saturday in El Paso, Texas, bringing the number of people killed to 22.
Unfortunately, these wounds have been devastating and major, and we are deeply saddened to be here today to have to tell you that two patients have passed.
President Trump will visit El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio on Wednesday. The president also addressed the nation from the White House and says enough is enough.
We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the cruelty, the hatred, the malice.
Two additional victims have died following the mass shooting on Saturday in El Paso, Texas, bringing the number of people killed to 22.
Unfortunately, as that continues to escalate,
China has also allowed its currency to fall to its lowest level against the dollar in more than a decade.
And
you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump will visit El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio on Wednesday. The president also addressed the nation from the White House and says enough is enough.
We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea.
Two additional victims have died following the mass shooting on Saturday in El Paso, Texas, bringing the number of people killed to 22.
Unfortunately, as that continues to escalate,
China has also allowed its currency to fall to its lowest level against the dollar.
President Trump will visit El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio on Wednesday. The president also addressed the nation from the White House and says enough is enough.
We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous invention process.
Two additional victims have died following the mass shooting on Saturday in El Paso, Texas, bringing the number of people killed to 22.
To vote on gun legislation.
I'd leave tonight. I'll go tomorrow. It doesn't matter to me. This is such an important issue, and an issue that we sometimes only get part of the picture because of the mass shootings.